Hello, everyone. Welcome back to God's Word with Friends, a podcast from Gospel Center Missionary Church, and we're glad that you've joined us. My name is John Renas, and with me today is Tara, Missy, Pastor Jim, and Pastor Ben. And of course, we're glad to have you. If you're on the go, thanks for listening. If you happen to have a minute, you may want to grab your Bible or open your Bible app to today's passage, which is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. Before we read that, let's open in a word of prayer. And Missy, would you open us in prayer, please?
Sure. Dear Lord, we come to you today so grateful that we have your word to encourage us, to help us, to encourage us in each way that we might be suffering. We thank you for this chance we have to gather together with the other staff members and other people in our church family and people that aren't even in our church family. We just thank you for technology. And we just pray that you will help this to touch people's hearts. In thy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10 say, "To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" Today, we're reminded that God's grace is sufficient for our weaknesses. And is there something that each of you on the team, something that you're not good at, no matter how hard you try?
I was on a basketball team for a few years.
And that was exciting.
Oh, man, I wanted to be good so bad. I never got there. I played for like 4 years and never scored a goal the whole time.
Ow.
Well, I love technology, but I admit I'm not good at it. Ben constantly has to help me or Tara help me, but I'm getting there slowly but surely.
And I spent about half of my life trying to learn to play the guitar, and I still got a guitar and still trying to learn to play it. And that's not going really well. I'm thinking that maybe I'll be able to play a guitar in heaven.
Ben, anything you're not good at?
There's lots that I'm not good at. I think I am not a good administrator. I have, like, you should talk to my wife about how many planners, like day planners and planning softwares and things that I have purchased in the attempts to get organized. Maybe organization, I would say. I've tried and tried and tried, and it just, I do well for about a week, and then it just like.
So my story is on the silly side of things. Our family has been cooped up in the house, or at least out in the yard, for the last 2, maybe 3 weeks now with the COVID-19 virus. And so we sometimes find ourselves talking about the silly and the mundane as we sit around the dinner table. And like last night, we discussed what facial movements we can and cannot do. So we were testing who can flare their nose, who can wiggle their ears, who can circle their tongue, you know, roll their tongue. How fast you can wiggle your eyebrows. And we figured out we all have different skills. I see all of you testing that out right now as you're thinking, wondering, well, can I do that or can I not do that? And it's kind of funny to sit around the dinner table and figure out who can do what. And I won't say who has what abilities, that might embarrass my kids and what abilities they don't have. But it's for a good laugh. And then we play the straight face game. So someone or family cannot keep a straight face and stare at one another while others happily can keep a straight face. So there are things I'm not good at. I can't wiggle my ears, and I can't make my eyebrows go as fast as my son's or any of those silly things. But we find in this passage that it's not just silliness. Paul has had great difficulty, and he finds there's things that he can't do apart from the grace of God. And so there's a verse here in this passage. Verse 8 says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." I'm just curious, how is that verse an encouragement to you?
As we look at the previous paragraph, we see Paul, and as we know about Paul's life, he's accomplished so much. I mean, he saw Jesus on the road to Damascus. He was probably the best trained Pharisee in all of Israel. And it says in the previous paragraph, he had even caught a sight of paradise. Now, that's pretty cool stuff. But he says, but to keep me from becoming conceited about all those things, man, if I had done all those things, I'd be really, really conceited. But he said, I was given this thorn in the flesh. And it was a mess. It was a messenger from Satan, but it was allowed by God. And that's sometimes we have a hard time, you know, making all that work together. But he said, in the midst of that, even though God was not going to take that away from me, his grace is sufficient, even in this most difficult time, which we don't even know what that thorn in the flesh was.
You know, I heard a pastor was preaching one time, and he talked about Peter in the boat and stepping out and how he failed to keep his eyes on Jesus, and he began to sink. And he said, you know, once Peter got back in the boat, he still had to get up once they arrived and go do ministry and move on. And he said, you know, there's a lot of pastors, there's a lot of people who are still having to do ministry when they're all wet. And what he meant by that was, you know, there's times and there's things that we're weak in, there's times that we fail, there's times that we don't live up to the expectation. But the reality is it doesn't matter that we're all wet. It's, are we keeping our eyes on Jesus? And there's times when we have to get up and we have to serve the Lord, even when we don't feel like we're strong enough to do it. And that's, I think, where his strength is made the most beautiful, when he's there for us when we think we can't.
Any other thoughts? My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
I think it's so neat that we can trust him to use us even when we don't have all the answers and aren't the best in maybe what he's asking us to do. But that makes us depend all the more on him, and he will help make that perfect. So I love that verse, because the things you think you can't do, that's when you depend more on him.
I think sometimes that's specifically why God calls us, is right, because we're not able to do it in ourselves, and he wants the glory for that. And that leads me to another question. Paul says that, therefore, he's going to boast all the more gladly about his weaknesses. How can we rightfully or biblically boast about our weaknesses? What does that mean? We're going to boast about our weaknesses. And he says that so that Christ's power may rest on me. But what does it mean to boast about our weaknesses?
It's not about Paul, it's about Jesus. And so if he boasts in these weaknesses, he can boast in the strength of Christ working in him. Because he said, not only do I boast, but he said, for Christ's sake, I delight. I'm thrilled about these weaknesses. Now, not many people would say that. I mean, delight in the weaknesses and the insults and the hardships and the persecutions and the difficulties. He's thrilled about those things, because there he can see the power of Christ working in his life.
You know, I think that when we think about weakness, or you think about these things, weakness, insults, hardships, persecution, and difficulties, those are things that we would, A, neither choose for ourselves, or B, seem to exhibit a lot of control over. None of us want to be weak. None of us want to be insulted. None of us want hardships. None of us want persecutions. We don't want those things precisely because we oftentimes don't have control over them. And it's in those moments when we're confronted with things we don't like and we don't have control that the power of Christ is made manifest and sometimes greatly seen.
I always love listening to people's testimonies because you'll often, you'll have somebody that you look up to, or like for me, I'll be like, wow, that person's awesome. They have it all together. I'll never be like them. And then you listen to their testimony and, they'll share their weaknesses and they'll share things. And that's when you can really see that, wow, it's not their power. It's God's power in them. And it just really shines through. And so I love hearing people's testimonies because the truth is everyone has a story and everyone has weaknesses, but God is big through that.
Mm-hmm. And that's easy for me to forget because when you see books by famous pastors or everybody's watching sermons online these days. But there's all the pastors who have the video technology and all, and you realize everything is edited and prepared to look polished. And you don't always remember that behind the scenes, off camera, things can still be a mess. And people have all the same struggles and the weaknesses and the challenges that everybody else. In fact, it's been funny here at the church. We've been having to live stream and we try to make the background behind me at least clean, but the rest of the room where we're live streaming is a total disaster because of all the stuff that's gotten thrown in there. We got lights taped to chairs trying to get enough lighting and everything. And you're right, Tara, that's an encouragement sometimes to remember that, we are all weak and none of us wants to be weak. But the good news is that God is strong and his grace is sufficient in that. And I think that's an encouragement to all of us that we can bring our weakness to God and find his grace to meet us in that time of need. So today we want to encourage people, God's grace is sufficient for your weakness. Whatever your weakness is today, whatever your struggle, whatever your problem, whatever you're going through, God's grace is sufficient for it. So be blessed.